Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It is a public holiday Monday, but we love bringing you the latest in all of our codes. And today they've got a huge day at Eugowra with the Canola Cup. And Brittany Graham joins us for On The Pace as she does on a Monday. Brittany, it's a huge day at Eugowra, but what a weekend it was as well.
It certainly was, Andrew, a huge day. Good morning to you and good morning to everybody tuning in. But yes, out at Eugowra, our very own Mark McNamara has made the trip out. So he will be bringing us, no doubt, superb calls right across the afternoon and really looking forward to tuning in to Eugowra's coverage as well. But if we have a look back at the weekend that was, there was plenty of feature racing action. It really was dominated by Cross and McCarthy's. They put on a bit of a show on the weekend, and they, across both states, New South Wales and Victoria, were incredibly dominant. But I thought we'd catch up with Anthony Butt this morning. He's had a big week himself, a lot of changes, and I thought we'd catch up with Ants to see how things are going. And I think he's with us now. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning, Brett.
A lot's changed in the last week for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yep. So, looking good. So, first morning on the job today.
You've obviously taken over the training job for Emilio and Mary Rosati here in Sydney. Noel Daly's decided to make the move back to America. So I guess it's in this stage of your career, a new challenge. You obviously moved back from Melbourne with your partner, Sonia Smith, to maybe take things a little bit easier. But when an opportunity comes up like this, it's very hard to say no.
Yeah, it was, Brett. Yeah, like I said, I've had a really good relationship with Emilio for the last, especially the last couple of years. And you know, had a really good winter with him driving all those, the horses down in Melbourne for him and the Breeders' Crown and that. So, yeah, it was, something had come out of the blue and unexpected, but we just thought it was too good of an opportunity to turn down.
Did you take a few days to think it through? Obviously, you're mainly focusing on the driving these days with a few in work with Sonia, but it's obviously a big task to take on this team, a little bit of pressure as well. So did you take a few days to decide if this was for you?
Yeah, we did, yeah, but not too long, you know, with a couple of days, and we talked about it, and we're pretty keen to give it a go, so the systems go.
Incredibly strong team, very, very well-bred horses right across the board. Emilio and Mary pride themselves on having quality stock, so no doubt exciting times. But I might just touch on a few of the main, stars of the show there. At Menangle, we have, of course, Lily Stride. She's been fantastic since making her way down from North America, second last start out. But is it travelling something that she has to do now? Is some bigger races on the horizon for Lily?
Yeah, I think so, Britt. Yeah, she's had a good introduction to Aussie racing and raced really well. But, you know, the Grand Circuit race is around the corner, and, we think she's good enough to step up to them. And so we're going to, probably go to Melbourne this Saturday for the Bill Collins Mile. And, we think it's a good starting point for the year, and, hopefully she goes right there. She's got some bigger goals later in the year.
She's nominated to trial tomorrow. Obviously, she'll have to come through that with flying colours, but obviously from only seeing her this morning, but you've obviously had a fair bit to do with her over the last few months. Were you happy with how she came through that race? Obviously, it was a pretty tough run, but she's a big, strong filly and a big, strong mare, and even though it was a quick time, she did all of the work, but how she pulled through that run?
Yeah, she seems great. Yeah, like I've just got her on the trials tomorrow to get her, passed from the standing start, because there's another great race in 2 weeks' time and here in Sydney. So we're going to run out of time to get her qualified. So, but that won't hurt. It'll be a nice little run tomorrow for her to get ready for Saturday. So, no, she's raced really well. She's just had a little hiccup. She just wanted to get a bit keen at different times. So we've been working on that, and hopefully she's just settled in a little bit more, and she can go with the big boys.
Blue Moon Stride is another mare who made her way down from North America to try things down here in Australia, and she's showed flashes of brilliance as well. Where is she at? And there's probably a few different reasons why she's been a little bit hit and miss in her campaign here, but have we seen the last of Blue Moon Stride?
Yeah, I think so, Britt. Yeah, she's had a lot of trouble coming into season, and when she does, she doesn't cope with it. So, without the regimate anymore, she's she's probably better in the breeding barn. She's got a great record in America, time-wise and money-wise, what she's won. And I just thought she's too valuable, to be racing if she can't get the best out of her without the regimate. So, I think Amelia's decided to put her as a stud. And, I think, very excited if, they could be anything.
No doubt about that. She is a very, very, very good mayor. And yes, of course, the Regimade issue has been one that's been far reaching. And hopefully, maybe in the future, we may see some changes made to that rule. Back to Saturday night, though, for yourself, you partnered quite a few horses in the end. Of course, Lauren Tritton was away for the last few races on the meeting, so you picked up a few drives there as well. But Mr. Wickham, a horse that your partner Sonia trained and a horse that was only a fairly recent addition to the stable, but he was super there on Saturday night. No doubt that was a big thrill off the scene for a long time, and he was back to his winning ways.
Yeah, it was great, Brett. He's a lovely wee horse. I'd actually done him a few times in Melbourne here and there, and for Lee Everson, the previous trainer. But yeah, Lee was keen to send him up to New South Wales just to, basically for the the better handicapping system we have here, and it's great, gives those horses a lot of options. So he's ahead in race for 9 or 10 months, but he'd done a bit of work and before he got here, and we've given him 3 trials, and yeah, it's really great result to get him winning first up like that.
Obviously, with taking over the big team of Emilio and Mary's, you've had to cut down on the horses that you have yourself. So has he changed stables since Saturday night?
Yep, Tim was pretty quick to grab him Sunday morning. So he's a welcome addition to his barn. So Mate Way was the only one we were allowed to keep. So only because of, Lincoln Farm and Emilio have a great relationship in New Zealand. So we've kept him, but all the rest had dispersed. So a little bit of sadness, but, one door closes, another one opens.
We last saw Makeway in the Queensland Derby. He's obviously been out for a spell since. How has he returned? He obviously had a super season, and this season, his four-year-old season, could be his best yet.
Yeah, we're really wrapped with him. He looks great. He's actually going to have his first trial tomorrow, just over a really quiet run. And, he had about 6 weeks out after Queensland and looks magnificent and, really filled out too, I think. So, looking forward to a big year with him.
Is the Chariots a main aim for Makeway?
Yeah, probably. He's probably still got to step up to get to that level, but he wasn't far behind the best of them in Queensland and the Derby. So, I think if he just makes a necessary improvement, he, won't be too far away, hopefully.
Tomorrow, first day on the job officially at the races, and a pretty big team engaged as well. We might run through a few of your drives, and obviously most of them you train as well now, but Moonshine Stride, she goes around in the second. A bit of a disappointing run last start, but she obviously is a mare that can really trot when she puts it all together. She looks as though she's up to a race of this nature as well.
Yeah, she's got a nice draw, and she's been racing pretty well. Had to do a fair bit of work early the other day in the last race, so might have just told on her late. So yeah, hopefully she can get across and get a, in the lead or a spot close to the front. She'll, shouldn't be far away.
A big team engaged in race number 6, Typhoon Stride, Always a Stride and Kiwi Stride all go around for yourself. You've chosen to take the reins on Always a Stride. Is that a little bit of a lead there?
No, not really. I think I'm probably on the worst of them. But no, Toddy's been driving Kiwi Stride and doing a really good job with him, so I wanted to leave him on him. And same with Ash Hart. She drove Typhoon Stride in a much stronger race last week, and Ash is working for us, so I was keen to reward her with another drive. So no, that's more the reason, but yeah, I'm probably on the third pick, I think.
Oh, well, we will watch and see. And one for Tim as well later in the day, Ideal Star. This horse's splits last start were quite unbelievable. He's a horse that has plenty of tricks, and you have to hold your breath a little bit for the entirety of the race. But if he gets the right sort of run, his splits last start were unreal. So coming up with the one draw could be a blessing or it could be a curse.
Yeah, he's actually a really nice horse, but he's got some he's probably one of the worst gaiters horse I've ever driven. But he's got a good motor, and his run last week was really good. He just had a little bit of trouble. He's not the fastest horse out of the gate, so he normally gets back a bit. But if he can settle not too far off them early, he should be hard to hold out later. So.
Alrighty, a strong book tomorrow at Menangle. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Ants, congratulations on the new role and best of luck for the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, thanks, Brett.
Anthony Butt there joining us on the Pace this morning. A big week or so for Anthony and Sonia, but no doubt they will do a fantastic job in their new role as private trainers for Emilio and Mary Rosati. A few other bits and pieces of news before I leave you on this Monday morning. Of course, the feature race is over the weekend. As I mentioned before, we had a chat to Anthony, were the Smoking Up Sprint at Melton and also the Kevin Newman Cup at Menangle, and they were both taken out by the Craig Cross team. Cash and Flow, the second fastest time ever run at Melton in what was a smoking up sprint, and he no doubt has cemented his place for a few big races in the coming weeks and months. And the Kevin Newman Cup, Benicio has really found some strong form now, and he was also dominant in his Group 3 feature. The Gloucester Park meeting on Saturday night was rained out, so the JP Stratton Cup did not go ahead, but that race will be rescheduled. In terms of some sadder news, I guess I see Diamonds. We've seen the last of her. She now goes to the breeding barn. She was second on Saturday night at Menangle, and she's, of course, a feature race winner. So we've seen the last of IC Diamonds and potentially Blue Moon Stride as well. So a few of our top quality mares to the breeding barn, but exciting times, no doubt, seeing those runners. Well, those mares have foals on the ground. And of course, today, 12 p.m. is the deadline. Nominations close for the Victoria Cup. So this is going to be one of the stronger Victoria Cups we've seen over the last few seasons. There's probably going to be some quality horses miss out as well. That's just how strong and even the field is going to be. So barrier draws all important, and they will be drawn tomorrow. So that's on the pace for your Monday morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning, same place, same time, to do it all again.